Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This whole world is full of hurt. Little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. Those of you who have listened to The Mark Wyatt Show over the past 4 years, you know that I have covered the subject of ALS. I'm not personally affected by ALS, meaning I don't have ALS, and I don't have anyone in my immediate family who has been impacted by ALS. But you know, the thing about any struggle that we go through in life, if we can put ourselves in the shoes of that person, of the individual who has that battle, whatever it is, then we can step up to the plate and we can make a difference in their life. We don't have to have something directly affect us or our immediate family to help others. As an example of this, over the past 4 years, I've connected with Kerry Goode, who was a star player at the University of Alabama, went on to play in the NFL. I've connected with Chris Dillard, who's a deputy in Morgan County, who was recently diagnosed with ALS. I've connected with Matthew Basford, who is a gospel songwriter, reached out to him, and he's been diagnosed with ALS. His mother had ALS. His grandmother had ALS. His uncle had ALS. Eric Stevens, who was an NFL player who turned firefighter, he's been diagnosed with ALS. It's his battle. Jeremy Etherton in Kentucky, it's his battle. Those of you who followed the show also know of Steve Martin, who passed away recently after his battle with ALS. These are all people who I've connected with over the past 4 years. And another person I've connected with is Lori Cavalier. Lori's daughter, Alexandra, has ALS. She's in Connecticut right now, And I reached out to Lori and I said, let's talk about this. Let's open up this conversation, because whatever I can do to help, I want to be there. On the line right now, I have Lori Cavalier along with Michelle Lorenz. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lori and Michelle.
Thank you, Mark, so much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both. And Lori, I can't even imagine. And I think about the fact that you want Alex to have help, to have resources, because you are watching your daughter go through this battle, and it is as if there's nothing you can do to help at this point, because you have to have people who will listen, who will take a stand for your daughter. And I know that you absolutely, without a doubt, are doing that for Alex right now.
Trying. Alex is just a wonderful girl. She's 29. She was diagnosed a year ago, and then her symptoms were a year prior, which makes her ineligible for trials coming up next month. And we are watching her slowly die. And it is, there are no words. There are no words. She's losing her voice, can barely speak, can barely walk. And she's just, it's so surreal that this is happening and that there isn't enough help and that people aren't stepping forward. Many are, trust me, many are. But I live in Connecticut and my two senators have not stepped up yet. And it is so discouraging to know that we live in Connecticut, we pay taxes, we supported them, and they're not standing up for my daughter. It just, we did the interview on the news the other day, and the news contacted them for statements, and it was just lip service what their response was. Senator Blumenthal commented that he's, help to get funding next year. It's going to be too late for Alex next year. And I guess until it happens to them or a member of their family, they don't quite get it. And I'm just at a loss. We have to beg for our daughter's life while we watch her die. It just should not be in this country. We're looking at any other possibilities to take her out of the country. If we have to, living in the United States, should we really have to go search somewhere else for someone that can help her rather than our own country? There are no words.
Lori, when I first encountered you, when I first met you back in August of last year, I knew of families who were battling ALS, and I tried to connect you to those families. That, at the moment, was what I knew I could do, was to show you families like Steve Martin, to connect you with Eric Stevens. It doesn't cure Alex, but I was trying to do what I could to show that there are people who could understand the battle you all were going through.
We need more Mark White. We need more Mark White who will stand up and not care about who it's having a negative effect on. You care. We need more people like you, Mark. We need story to get out there. And if it were cancer, wow, this is the cruelest disease anyone can get. And it happens to our daughter. You know, we're good people. We never ask anybody for anything. This can't be happening. You know, she just got married last September.
You mentioned that Michelle has been a great advocate for your family. I'd like to have her brought into the conversation. You can share about Michelle and what she means to you all.
Michelle has become one of our family, and not just our family, but everybody's family whose lives have been affected by ALS. She's nothing short of wonderful. She works tirelessly. She gave up her job to help this community, and I can't say enough about Michelle. We love her. So anything you need to know, Michelle is there.
Michelle, I would like to ask you, what is your connection to ALS? What is it that causes you to want to help families like Alexandra's?
You know, it's one of those times in your life where you just kind of feel like God puts you on a path. I, 20 years ago, had dogs that had the canine version of ALS, and it got me started doing the research. And a few years ago, I went to a conference of people who had ALS, and I fell in love with the community and saw that there was a lot of injustice in the disease. And I just kind of felt like, you know, you have those God wink moments in your life. And this was the purpose of the culmination of everything I've done in my career. And I just felt like I could help out. And once you meet these families and you hear their stories and their prayers and their cries and their pleas for help, you can't help but help them. You hear people say things like, Alex watches her friends that she went to law school with that are getting pregnant and having babies, and it's what she wants to do is to have her own children, but she won't be able to. Or people like Eric Stevens, who just had a baby, Peyton's 6 months old, and he wants to live long enough so Peyton remembers him, remembers his voice. You hear testimonials like Steve Martin's and his faith in God through what is the most horrific disease I've ever come across in my professional career. And it just strengthens everything that you believe. And so I can't explain it in a tangible way other than I just felt like God put me in this place at this time. And so when God talks to you, you do it, you know?
When it comes to trials, it comes to drugs that possibly could help an expanded access use of drugs in phase three clinical trials. We have heard of Neurone through Eric Stevens and others who have advocated for this, and there are other things out there. And what I don't understand is how we can have a particular vaccine or a drug not be FDA approved, and yet while we have ALS, we have drugs out there that are also not FDA approved that they cannot get access to.
Yeah, it's a real perplexing problem. So the COVID vaccines used a law that was developed for terrorism. And so it's, you know, biologic, radiologic, it basically came about after 9/11. So that law doesn't apply to drugs outside of the terrorism kind of sector. But what it showed us in the ALS community is that when the FDA wants to act and Big Pharma wants to act, together with government, they can get things done in a year. What happens with ALS and other rare diseases that Big Pharma is not typically involved in, if there's not millions of people like Alzheimer's or diabetes or heart disease or cancer, Big Pharma, you know, it's a for-profit business, and so they don't want to invest in it. And as a result, the people with rare diseases don't typically have a lot of advances in the science. The companies that get involved in our disease are small pharmaceutical companies who don't have any drug revenue coming in. So they have no money. And they scrape together money with investors to try to do their trials. And so what happens, unfortunately, when we passed the right to try law with President Trump, we thought that that was going to fix the issue, but it didn't, because there wasn't money to pay for the drugs in small pharma. Right to try works for Big Pharma. The FDA's expanded access program works for Big Pharma, but it doesn't work for our disease. And so we're fighting not just for people to get access to drugs in phase three trials, because there's several promising drugs, but it takes about 15 years before a drug to get approved. And, you know, the congressmen and the senators have responded that they've been funding research. Tell people, we've been doing things the wrong way. For the last 50 years, we've just been dumping money into research. And that's great, but that's not going to help the people that are fighting for their lives today. That research money's been wonderful because it's given us some of these drugs, but we can't wait another decade for Alex, because Alex won't be alive. Eric Stevens won't be alive. They will suffer the same outcome that Steve Martin did when there's drugs right there in the clinical trials that are working. And so you mentioned Neurone. Eric Stevens had stopped and halted his progression. We didn't know if he was getting the placebo or the real drug in the phase three trial, but there's some amazing stories now. Brainstorm
the company that makes Neurone, actually funded 10 people in their trial to get 3 more doses of this via expanded access. And we now know for sure that they're getting it. And so people like Eric Stevens, there's an Iowa gentleman named Matt Klingenberg, another Pac-12 guy, Phil Green, who played ball up at Washington for the Huskies, they've gotten expanded access, and they have all, 100% of them, unanimously either halted their progression. Some of them have even regained function. There's a Navy pilot named Matt Bellina who got this via President Trump's right to try law. He stood up out of his wheelchair for the first time in 2 years. He's no longer using a breathing machine. And so the trial failed to meet its endpoints. Complicated FDA stuff. Your listeners don't want all the details of that. But the bottom line is they said it may work on some, but not enough. And those of us in the ALS community are saying, Alex's life is enough. Eric's life is enough. If it works on some people, then we need to find a way to get those drugs into their bodies. Because not only is it going to be the humanity side of this, it's going to help Alex and Eric and Josh, but it's also going to give us more data so that we can find a way to support the FDA's research as well. So it's a win-win. And when you're talking human life, it's amazing to me because you talk to Americans and they say, well, that's crazy. If the drug works, of course you can get it. Everybody assumes that's the case, but it's unfortunately not.
To say that there's a sense of urgency is an understatement, a gross understatement, Michelle and Lori, as we think about Alex's situation, as I think about people I named like Jeremy Etherton and Kerry Goode and Matthew Basford and Chris Dillard and Sarah Nauser and Eric Stevens and even Steve Martin, who's no longer with us. It's great to think about the future for people and think about, hey, one day maybe this can be cured. Maybe this is something that we can get under control, but that doesn't help those people today. Exactly. The sense of urgency can't be stressed enough as we think about those who are in positions to say, yes, we're going to help people who are battling ALS right now in this moment and make the changes today. Not funding for the next 50 years of ALS research, but right now in this moment.
Exactly. And your listeners have a unique opportunity. So, you know, your brand new senator, Tommy, is on the committee that oversees the FDA. He's also on the Senate Committee for the Veterans Affairs. And so in both committees, he could make a substantial impact. The committee that oversees the FDA has a bill right now. That's the bill Lori was talking about, where it's going to provide some funding to help those small pharmaceutical companies give expanded access to people like Lori's daughter. But he's also on the VA committee, and most people don't realize that veterans get ALS from their service to our country. The risk used to be about 2 times, but there's a brand new study out that said that if you are in the Navy, the Coast Guard, or the Army, your risk is 4 times higher. If you're in the Air Force, your risk is 6 times higher. And if you happen to be a pilot, like Navy pilot Matt Bellina, your risk is 10 times higher. And we know that they got this from protecting us, from fighting for our lives. If they got this disease from fighting for our lives, then we should do everything we can to get them access to drugs to fight for theirs. Senator Tuberville, he has the opportunity to change lives for not just veterans, but for all Americans that are fighting ALS. So he's a very, very influential person in the fact that he's on 2 very critical committees. In the House, Gary Palmer is a representative in the House of Representatives. He sits on the Energy and Commerce Committee that oversees the FDA. So he's going to get a chance to vote on the Act for ALS, which is H.R. 3537 in the House. And then in addition, his committee will be the one that decides whether the FDA has more liberal rules in helping us get some of these drugs approved. So Gary Palmer in the House and Tommy Tuberville in the Senate are 2 critical members that can help us.
People across this country, for the most part, love our veterans and want to do everything for them. And if that's the community where this can get started, where this great work can be done, then let's start it with the veterans. Let's get this rolling so that it can move into the civilian community as well.
Exactly. And so in the Senate, the bill just got introduced. So both Senator Shelby and Tuberville could be of help. In the House, we already have 304 sponsors on this bill. We have enough votes to pass. All we need is for Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi to agree to let us have a vote on it. and it will go to the House floor. We've got about 80 more votes than we need to pass it. And everybody in the Alabama caucus has supported it except for one person. We're where we need to be in the House, but in the Senate, we need people to pick up the phone and call their senators and ask them to support the Senate bill, which is 1813. It's called the Act for ALS. And that will make a huge difference because we need to pass it in both houses. And then when you call your senators or you call your congressmen in the House, tell them that you want them to approve drugs that are showing that they're working on some people. And those are drugs like Neurone. They're drugs like Tofersen that Biogen is developing. There's another drug bike called Amylyx. So there's three really promising drugs that are showing that they work on some people and their lives matter. So people out there in your community can make a huge difference by just picking up the phone and calling their congresspeople.
Michelle and Lori, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's continue this conversation about ALS. Let's talk specifically about how we can help Alex and your family moving forward. I know that we've mentioned senators, we've mentioned these opportunities to reach out. I hope that people who are listening across the country will reach out to their senators and help with this S-1813 bill. Will you stick with me, Lori and Michelle?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Lori Cavalier and Michelle Lorenz. We're talking about Alexandra Gasser. That's Lori's daughter, Alex, and she's battling ALS. She's in Cheshire, Connecticut. And we want to try to help all those who are battling ALS right now through the Mark White Show. We want to make a difference. We want to make an impact. And there are things that you can do as a listener to make a difference for those who are battling ALS as well. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Lori and Michelle. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good to
be. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. Or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We are talking about the subject of ALS today. As I mentioned at the very beginning of this show, I have several friends who are battling ALS at this time, and one of those friends is Alex Gasser, and her mom, Lori Cavalier, is on the line with us. Michelle Lorenz is also on the line. She's been a great advocate for this family. Lori, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
What has been her attitude about ALS, those around her? What's the feeling that you get from Alex?
She's very special. She's strong. She's just insightful. Her attitude has been wonderful. She's got a positive attitude, but she has her days, as anybody would. She is on Instagram, "This is my ALS," and she puts a little light spin on her disease, which is very helpful for her. She's just a special girl. She's so, you know, she's the most independent person you'd want to meet, with a gift for gab like no other. And those two things are being taken from her. And it's unreal. It's just unreal that it's happening to her, to our family. We are an incredibly close family, so we're great support for each other. But at the same time, we don't want to lose our girl. We don't want to lose our girl. We just need people to get the story out there, not just for her, but everybody else with ALS. It's just, there's awareness. Like, where is it? You know, it's been over 150 years since this disease was discovered, and there's been no meaningful treatments over 150 years. It just, how could that be? How could that be? And it attacks her.
And Michelle, as an advocate for this family, someone who has been directly connected with Alex, you can feel exactly what Lori's saying at this moment, can't you?
Yeah, it breaks my heart because they've become family to me. And, you know, we sit on calls with Congress. We get on calls with researchers just begging and praying that somebody will step up and help, and that somebody will realize this isn't just a rare disease. Your chances of getting this are 1 in 300 in your lifetime. And that means it's everybody has a risk of this. And the only reason people don't know that much about it is because people in our disease die so quickly. Half of our population dies in 2 years. And for Alex, the thing that's so hard for me, Lori and I had these conversations, and she made me promise when we first met that I'd always be honest with her. And that's some of the hardest things when she asks me questions, that I don't want to give her the honest answer. That Alex's ALS is a bulbar onset. It means it affects her speech first. And that is a more fast progressing form of ALS. And so Alex's lifespan is probably close to that 2-year time frame. And from diagnosis, and she's almost 2 years into this. And so that's the hardest part, is we feel helpless when Lori calls me and we talk. Usually you want to help your friends. You're like, look, I'll bring you food. I'll take you to the hospital. I'll help you do research. And the only thing that we can do is fight with Congress, to fight with the FDA for her life. It's hard because you want to fix it for them and you can't. We need Congress's help and the FDA's help.
As we talk about getting the help of Congress, there may be those who are listening right now who've never contacted a representative or a senator. The process is basically, if you're in a particular state, it's always best to contact those who represent you. Now, you can contact people outside of your state, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to respond to you. So if you are in, say, Arkansas or Alabama or Mississippi or other states, then contact the senator who represents you. And I've got a website here. It's cop.senate.gov. And it's really easy. Once you go to cop.senate.gov, you can then go to choose a state, choose a senator, and then from that point, you can send a message to your senator and let them know that you support S-1813, which is Senate Bill 1813, for research grants, expanded access, use of drugs in phase 3 clinical trials. We have senators across the country who need to take up this cause, and maybe it's not something that they've been directly affected by. It's something I mentioned at the very start. I don't have to be directly affected by something to care, and I don't have to be directly affected by something to say that I'm going to get in and try to help.
Yeah.
You know, if I could mention one thing that has come up a lot when we talk to the Congress people, they say, well, we don't want to spend the money, government money, on unapproved drugs. And that is such an insult to everybody that's fighting for their lives today, that we can spend government money on, pick your program, doesn't matter. There's nothing more important than human life. And so if we're talking about being fiscally conservative, that's okay. We support that. But you don't make fiscally conservative choices when you could save someone's life. And so when you talk to your senators and to your House members, your Congress people, if you can emphasize that to them, that life matters. Lori's daughter deserves a chance to live, and our government should be fighting for her to have a chance to live. And if you need to do tax cuts on the budget somewhere else, go do cuts on the budget somewhere else, but you don't cut the budget when it comes to human life.
Those who are battling ALS right now, we want to help them in this battle. And Lori, I know that you've connected with those people who are battling ALS. Has there been any sense of comfort from, say, a person like Steve Martin when he posted about what he was going through, but yet had such a strong spirit to be able to be there for his family and others through his battle?
Yeah, it was wonderful. He was such an inspiration, and there are people alive now that, you know, Mayuri Saxena in New York, she can't move anything but her eyes. My older daughter and I went to visit her a couple of weeks ago, and she's such a wonderful, spirited person, and she's advocating from her bed. She can't move a thing except for her eyes. She's being denied the drug tofersen.
But Mayuri has 1 point of a 48-point scale left to function, and they've refused to help her now. The first time she asked them, she was just in a wheelchair. She still had all of her upper body function. She could type, she could laugh, she could talk. Mayuri wanted to be the Secretary of State. She's this brilliant, incredibly articulate witty woman who has a double master's degree in international policy. And she's been battling ALS for 5 years now. When we talk about Congress and people don't understand the horrors of this disease, she tells stories about every day I almost die. So give me a chance to try drugs, because your risk of these drugs couldn't be worse than my risk that I go through every day. She was using a bedpan a couple weeks ago, and they rolled her over, and her trach came out, which is her way she breathes. She almost died then. That's what every day is like for somebody that is fighting with this disease. And that's the inhumanity of companies refusing to let people use this drug. The small pharma companies have a reason, because they just don't have the money. Some of these people with this mutation that Mayuri has, they've lost 30 family members, 30 people in their family to this disease.
Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca has the same family, has the same mutation. She lost her 29-year-old son last year on July 20th, a few days ago. And 3 weeks before that, her second son was diagnosed with ALS. Ethan died in 8 months, and her son John is fighting for his life today. He's refusing him access right now as well.
Michelle, let's talk about again what people can do, what listeners can do to help these people who are battling ALS like Alex right now.
Yeah, two things really important. Call your congresspeople or your senators and ask them for two things: to support the Act for ALS to help us pass that this year. In the Senate, the bill's S-1813. In the House, it's H-R-3537. But the Senate's the most important, because we have enough votes already in the House. But the perhaps the most important thing is, when you call them, ask them to get the FDA to approve these drugs. They're working on some, that some is enough. Some lives are enough. And that's drugs like Brainstorm's Neurone, Biogen's Tofersen, and a drug called Amylyx that just passed phase 2 trials. Those are the three that are making a difference today. And we need to change those FDA rules so that red tape doesn't keep people from trying drugs. And Mark, I'll tell you, the one thing we didn't mention is, if you care about safety, you don't want somebody going to some black market to get some drug and get charged. Some people are mortgaging their house. They're taking their life savings to try to save their daughters and their husbands and their children, you know, their children. And there's no proof that they work. We have proof here in the United States that these drugs work. We need these first group of drugs to be approved so that Alex can live for 5 or 10 more years until the next drug is discovered and the next drug is discovered. And that's all we're asking, is put us on the same playing field as you put cancer and heart disease. Let us have the same chance to live, and ask your congresspeople and your senators for those two things. Support the Act for ALS, help us get it passed, but more importantly, get rid of the FDA red tape so we can get drugs in people's bodies.
Absolutely. And we're talking about Senate Bill 1813 and then H.R. 3537. Is that what you said, Michelle?
Correct.
Again, go to cop.senate.gov, and you can easily find your state, your senator, and reach out to them. Lori, a closing message for those who are listening: when you think about Alex and what you want them to understand, those who don't have the battle with ALS, and how you want them to decide that they want to be a part of this effort to help those who are battling ALS.
I can just say that anybody's help could help my daughter, save her life. It's a possibility. One chance is better than 100% chance of dying, which is what happens with this disease. We'll take anything, any help you can give. We just need the story out there so more people become aware and more people understand it could touch their lives. Yes, now it's 1 in 300, but soon it's going to be going up. Every day you hear of more people getting diagnosed, and they're younger and younger. So just don't wait for it to happen to you. You wouldn't want this to happen to you.
Lori is a mother to Alexandra, Alex Gasser. They're from Connecticut. And I want you to decide to be part of this effort to help people like Alex and others that I've named, people that I have become acquainted with and friends with over their ALS battle. I want you to think about putting yourself in their shoes and to think about family members and loved ones who are going through this battle as they watch their loved one deteriorate in front of their eyes. It's a death sentence. There is no cure at this point. Mentally, they are fully aware of what's going on around them, and their whole body becomes a prison because they can't move. They can't do the things that they could have done before, but they know exactly what's happening throughout the process. So it's a prison that an individual lives in. We want S-1813 to be passed, and we want to encourage you right now to contact those Congress people. Michelle and Lori, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your own experiences. Y'all are two great advocates for Alex, and I appreciate you both.
So are you, Mark. So are you. And we can't thank you enough.
It's a blessing to be with you. It means so much to us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that Alex's story today has touched you in a way that you want to make a difference in the life of Alex and others. If this show is important to you, please share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Let them know about this show and what we're doing to try to make a difference in our communities when it comes to ALS. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.